Okay, so today what I want to do is, in the Malacha of Dash, a really fascinating topic for a number of different reasons. A, because there's a great Lumdish component to it, and B, because it has tremendous practical ramifications to Halacha. So it really, really has both dimensions, and it definitely is very much on topic. So it's... The Gemara later on is going to tell us a very important principle. And, yeah, thank you, nice catch. I don't know what I was thinking when I did that. The Gemara later on Kuf Mem Gimel, which is your first source, tells us in a... in a Brisa, here we go. That what? Ein sochtin, that we do not. Sorry, it's a Mishnah, my mistake. It's a Mishnah. If you go to the Mishnah, it's line 1, 2, 3. Ein sochtin the peros lahotzi mehen mashkim. You're not allowed to squeeze fruits to extract their juice. Statement 2, Vim yatsu ma'atzman asurin. So you're not allowed to actively squeeze, and if they, you know, kind of juice oozed out on their own, it's also forbidden. Rabbi Huda makes an interesting statement. He says, well, it depends. Im lo'ochlin ayetzem mehen mutar, vim mashkin ayetzem mehen asur. So we'll do that a little bit later, what exactly Rabbi Huda is saying here. But basically, he's trying to say, you know, this for food. Food comes out that's permissible. However, if you're in the mashkin, if it's for a liquid, if it's for a drink, then that's be problematic. If you want to just take a peek at Rashi, Rabbi Huda Mir im la'ochlin, hemu mechunsin osam peros hayetzeh mehen mutar. T'lo nichale b'mash zavu. V'leg le'migzeh b'hem shema yischot. So we're seeing a couple of things already packed in here. In this Mishnah. And that is, what's the reason why we're not allowed to squeeze fruit? So Rashi, if you even go back to the first Rashi, says, why? Very simple. Havile mefarek, which is a tolada d'disha. So why can't I squeeze fruit? Because it's tolada d'dash, by the way. I hear the word tolada d'dash, it's a doraisa, right? Maybe. Because the next word says... Asurin, that is forbidden. And. That's Doraisa. However, if they ooze it on their own, it's Asur. Why, says Rashi? That's Gzer Shema Yitzcho Lechatchila. Right? So we see here that Tzchita of fruit is an Isur Doraisa. Coming out on their own, if the liquid oozes out on their own, that's a Rabbanan, because once it's oozing out in the liquid, you might come to squeeze. Okay, that's now that makes sense. And then the next statement is Rabbi Yehuda says, well, you know, no, we don't treat them all the same. Rabbi Yehuda suggests over here, if Mechunsin Osam Per, we'll deal with this topic actually at the end, but if, let's say, this liquid is inside, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in the Ochlin, meaning, it's essentially food, right? Meaning, for example, I have a food item that has liquid inside, right? The example that we're going to see later on, these are fruits. These are fruits. Yeah.
If you brought fruits in for...
Right.
There is. If these pears were gathered in for
fruit purposes.
For eating.
Ah, right. Thank you. That's about correct. Very good. Thank you. That meaning the function that Rabbi Huda here is saying is that I have fruits over here and I want to eat them. I mean, I have no intent to drink their liquid at all. So there, what he says is, if it's obvious that there's no way Shema Yischo, perhaps, right? There's no way it'll come for me to squeeze them because my intent is to eat them. Then maybe what comes out of them, hayotzeh mehem, would be mutter. Why? Delo nichale b'mash zavu. This liquid that oozed out, it's not nichale. I don't want it. I'm not interested in it. I want to, you know, an oozed out fruit is not a good fruit because some of its liquid is dissipated from it. It's a less juicy fruit. So yeah, I don't want it. So lekel mizra. So therefore, I would never make a gzera on this fruit. Now, what type of fruit? When that's unclear, at least for now. But what the Mishnah seems to be saying, in one, this is the right that to squeeze. Two, there's an issue if it's juice is already oozing while we can't have it because you might come to squeeze it. But if I'm able to create a situation, this is what essentially Rabbi Yudah is saying, if I'm able to create a situation where I absolutely don't want that liquid, where it's not good for me, it's clear that I will never come to squeeze, Rabbi Yudah is willing to entertain a situation where there is an ogzera shema yishchot because it'll come out. This it's clear. I'll never come to that. Again, what that case is, he says, you know, you're bringing them in, but it's still a little bit ambiguous. Okay, so, but those are the three different stages, three different steps that our Mishnah talks about. Okay, for our purposes, that's sufficient. Now, the Gemara later on is going to quote a brisa. Always better to start with the Mishnah. Now we can start with the Brisa. So the Brisa says, "In sochne de peros," right? Amar v'Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So again, we're on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Mud based by the Tirat. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Moda haya Rabbi Yehuda. So again, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? If it's clear that it's for food, when would he admit Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda would wave the white flag. Would wave the white flag. And surrender to Chachamim, in which case? Specifically for Zeitim and Anavim. Olives and? Grapes. Right? For whatever reason, Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, when it comes to olives and grapes, I am willing to admit that there's a Gzeira Shema Yischot on them. Why? Why? Why is that? Mataima. Answer? Kevan le dile sechita ninhu, meaning, come on, everybody knows what's the function of an olive, what's the function of a grape. It is always to extract its juice. Okay, therefore, if we're talking about an olive or grape that you've gathered, if it oozed on its own, Rabbi Yehuda would say, I admit by these fruit items. That what? You would not be allowed to use their juice, gzera shema yischot, and I agree when it comes to zeitim and navim, that will be the case, because after all, that is their function. Okay. The Gemara then brings, perhaps, if that's if v'ula, marav chaluk haya rab Yehuda of b'zeitim and navim, there's an argument that no, that maybe he would not necessarily give in. Rav Yochanan Amer Halachah Rabbi Yehuda B'Shar Peros Vein Halachah Rabbi Yehuda B'Zeitim V'Navim. That there's another opinion that actually says no, he still argues B'Zeitim V'Navim. But regardless, the Halacha, the Gemara seems to say, is that we paskin like what? B'Zeitim V'Navim are a separate category. And the other fruits, the Zera remains. Okay?
Depends if you bring that up.
Well, for Rabbi Yehuda, right, exactly. Meaning, if it's so obvious and clear that you're just doing it for the fruit, there's no gzera on these oozing out fruits. And the Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel, Modi Rabbi Yehuda l'chacham izim navim, o modim chacham in Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peros. And chachamim are willing to give in for the rest of the fruit. Okay. So, what's the issue here? Meaning, what are they debating over? So it could be that when it comes to Zeitim and Anavim, maybe they're in a category, but it's so obvious that what are you using for? For the juice. Okay? So again, things that are obvious that they're for the juice, like Zeitim and Anavim, there's a Gzer Shema Yischad, you might come to squeeze them. In which case, they use it on their own, it's us to do. So the Gemara goes on and says, so the Gemara will now talk about a different category. I don't want to get too involved there because it's going to get a little bit. We're not going to get to finish what I want to focus on. But the Gemara is going to go on to say that there's another category called. It's a fun category. They're called Tutim and Rimonim.
What?
Tutim and Rimonim are a different category. They are literally understood. What's a Tutim? Well, not well. And Rimonim is a pomegranate. What are Tutim? Right, some type of berries of some sort. So when it comes to them, you know, they're like this category called like some people do it, some people don't do it. It's not. It's this ambiguous type of a fruit. Do people squeeze it for its juice to extract or not? Right. So we're going to see. There's only a third category that will come up in a few minutes. But for our intents and purposes, we have the zeitim and the navim, which are designated towards juicing. We have another category which we're going to call tutim and rimonim, which are going to be like sometimes. So the machloket will be how do you do with tutim and rimonim? What do you do with it? And the answer might be depends on the context. What do people do? Do people squeeze it? Not squeeze it? Okay. Fine. What's fascinating about this is that if I were to ask you a question, right? What about squeezing? Is it considered an Isser Daraisa, an Isser Darabanan, if I were to squeeze Tutim and Rimonim? Meaning, when it comes to Zeitim and Anavim, people extract, it's Daraisa. But I would ask you a question. What do you think the status would be if I squeezed a pomegranate and extracted its juice? Would that be the same as a grape or not the same as a grape?
When the
distinction is on, yes, no, so I'm not talking about that, right? I'm
saying why should it be different?
Right.
Squeezing it, you can say we're talking about whether or not the gezeira applies, but it should still be that the actual halacha applies.
It seems to be very simple. What are you talking about? What's it, I don't understand the question even. The question is, the whole debate is only over what? The liquid that oozed out. When it comes to squeezing, why should a pomegranate and why should a berry of some sort be any different? And after all, squeezing, I'm extracting, that's mefarek, right? That's dash. Why, in fact, should it matter at all? So take a look at source number two. It says the Rambam, mefarek chayav mishum dash, vasochet zeitim vanavim chayav mishum mefarek. Lefichach asur lischot tutim v'rimonim Ho'el u'miktzad b'nei Adam sochnim otam kezeitim vanavim shema yavo lischot zeitim vanavim. Ha! Comes along the Rambam and says, listen, if you squeeze out these olives or grapes, that's mefarek. Therefore, any type of berry or pomegranate, since some people squeeze them like zeitim and anavim, it's asur, because it might come to make you pisochet zeitim and anavim. Meaning, we're not looking at the outcome. The outcome is irrelevant. We're looking at process, right? Meaning, you'd think, what's the difference? Squeezing a grape, squeezing a grape. Squeezing a grape, squeezing a pomegranate. I understand. What's the difference? Exact same action. Exact same result. They're both producing juice. All of a sudden, one is the Daraisa, and it appears based on this Rambam that it's only the Rabbanan. Shema, that maybe you'll come to.
What's the
maybe. What?
Mefarek and
Sochet. So again, when it comes, Schita means that what are you doing? You are squeezing. So that's an Isra Mefarek, because remember what Mefarek is? Remember we saw that from the last couple of weeks? That Mefarek is, I am extracting something from its source. Right? Like taking out the kernel from the husk, right? I'm extracting something which is now, I can now eat it, right? Something edible, consumable. Whereas before, in its husk, it really wasn't. So by removing it, I'm now advancing it, and I'm making something which was not food into food. Which is, you'll see that's why. So again, the Rambam says there's three different levels. Level one is going to be Zeitim and Avim. Level two, which is basically the Rabbanan, which is going to be these berries of some sort of pomegranate. But let's finish reading the Rambam. Avo shar perot, like perishin v'tapuchim v'oz radin, which are basically referred to as other types of a quince, apple, and a sour apple. That's what I looked that up, because I'm like, what is this, right? What's a quince? Also comes like an apple, no? It's like a... It's like a, right.
It's like pear.
Like a pear. Like a pear. Maybe it's like a pear.
Maybe it's apple.
It's like an apple pear. I don't know. Whatever it is. So these three things, what happens if you squeeze them?
Mutar
l'sochtan b'shabbos mipnei she'einam b'nei schita. You could squish them, extract them from them. By the way, this is mutar l'chadchila. It's not like, you know, patar v'asur. This is 100% blank check. So we see the Rambam has three different categories. Yes. Issa d'oraisa, d'rabbanan, mutar l'chadchila. This is very strange. How could it be that I'm doing the exact same action, producing a liquid, producing a juice, on one it's a d'oraisa, on one it's a d'rabbanan, and one is mutar l'chadchila? How is that possible? How is that possible? Why would the Torah only make Zeitim and Avim Aser? This seems to be very counterintuitive. Right? Think about it. I'm doing the exact same action, producing the exact same action. Before we see, we show him, what Svara might you give to understand this? How do you... Yeah.
They are used.
I'm going to have a other type of pre. Yeah. But I'm not going to extract the juice, don't worry. Yeah.
It's okay, it's what they're doing. No, exactly.
But okay, by the way, what would this be?
That'd be
four. This is complicated.
Would it be acid or...
Why would you say that?
Because you normally squeeze oranges.
Right, probably, no? Maybe?
Maybe most oranges reduce be
there. Okay, maybe there, right? So, okay, we're going to... This is going to be very complicated. Yeah, probably this type of orange, right? No one does these things.
Well, Zitzim and Anavim, you know, thinking of this, because they are used in... like for oil, you use the oil for lighting the menorah. You use the wine for making kiddush, and then things that relate to Shabbos.
Use the mikdash.
Things that are used in the mikdash.
So you're saying that, but careful. Is that what the Gemara is here saying?
No.
Because no. Also, yeah,
prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think cows might be next to this topic, actually.
Ooh. I'm not going to get us.
Huh? It's just cool because then you get into like modern day technology in Israel. Now, what's this far behind it? How could one action be so dramatically different?
Aren't olives and grapes both minim?
Sorry, but how about rimonim?
They also have.
Sorry, rimonim.
They also have special importance, like, in terms of, like, I don't know, on grape
so BJ wanted to suggest maybe it's based on Mikdash related. Like, you're talking about items that are used mamish in the Mishkan. Probably that's having an impact here. Okay, what about rimonim? Why would grapes?
I mean, you barely get any juice out of them.
Pomegranate juice?
The substance of olives and grapes are fundamentally changed once they are squeezed. As opposed to the pomegranate, which is it still tastes like pomegranate, but like if you have wine, it doesn't feel like you're having a grape if you're having olive oil.
Okay, but remember that wine is a much later stage. If you want to tell me wine is usher, that's fine. But if I'm sochet a grape now and I drink it now, you can't tell me that's wine. That's grape juice. Mm-hmm. And that's delicious d'oraisa. Right? So I hear you.
Sometimes we say that like we conceptualize liquids inside of other things as separate things as not. So perhaps based on the importance of the liquid, meaning here that since most grapes are for squeezing and most olives for squeezing, they separate the liquid inside of them as separate from the fruit, as opposed to other fruits where they happen to be moist solids.
Okay, so now this is an interesting point, because the question is from a lot different. What exactly is happening here? So we have to say, you don't understand. When I extract liquid from here, what's the difference between extracting liquid from here and cutting it in half? Meaning, if I had a solid, I cut a solid in half, no one's going to say, hey, you are... So, the question is, the juice, if it's the same entity, maybe really is looked upon always as a solid. And what's happening is that when I'm squeezing it out, if it's not made for squeezing, and no one really squeezes it, that juice is not really a separate entity. It's just the solid. It happens to be in liquid form. But ultimately, it's still the food itself. Right? You don't look at it as if you're creating a new entity. Right? You're not enhancing. Remember what dash is. You are, before you had an item that was not edible, and now you're extracting out a kernel from the husk. Right? It's a different chayfetz. It's a different item. Here, you had a food, and you still have a food. Okay, solid versus look at the food is a food. So when it comes to zeitim and arnavim, pressing olives or pressing grapes is something. No, there's internet. It's not working. Pressing olives or pressing grapes seems to be what you do. Right? Meaning, it's so common. The liquid is a separate entity. I think that's what BJ was trying to say that, but he flew to wine. I wanted to forget wine. Meaning, the liquid of a grape, the liquid of an olive, has its own. How do we know this? Because we almost call it something different. Well, we don't really call grape juice. But it's sold, you know. So here's another thing that's also, you have to wrap our heads around. We live in a world that has fruit juice. You have to remember that in the days, and this is going to be a very important African community, in the days of the Talmud, in the days of the Mishnah, no one drank fruit juice. By the way, do you know why you can't make kiddush on orange juice? You know the term that's used for orange juice or for other juices? It's called Mayim Balma. It's water. There's nothing to it. Oh, but grape juice, that's what it's interesting. BJ was talking about making kiddush, meaning there's something of chashivut, there's something of status, there's something unique. Grape juice is not just water, and it's not just the entity of the grape in a liquid form. It has its own sense of chashivut, right? Right? We see that both halachically and right, we see, and therefore, and you're creating a new entity, it's a new item. That is the reason. Because Sechita needs to produce something of value. Sechita needs to produce something of status because it's a doraisa. So if you, sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't, that would be a deruana. If it has no status, if it has no cheshivut at all, then perhaps it would even be nothing. So it's fascinating. There aren't too many cases in halacha where the exact same action, right? Pressing, extracting, has a deraisa, a derubana, and a mutal chachila. Okay? Let's read Rashi, because Rashi is going to... It's number 3. You could look in the Gemara, but it just would be a little bit easier. It's number 3. Says Rashi, Klomar, Asra Torah Malacha. Why? Kedricha Zetim Vanavim Have... Who? To Have Malacha. It is considered a Malacha. Avoshar Dricha, other squishings. Lavar Chai Bachi. It's not... We don't do it. V'lav Malacha, you know, it's not a Malacha. But it loses its sense of chashivut. Remember, malachet machshevet asra Torah. This is not malachet machshevet. Squeezing a strawberry, squeezing a pomegranate. It's not malachet machshevet. Not producing anything of chashivut or status. Tosfot read seems to also suggest something like it. Haschita af al pi shehi tolada demafarek. Here it's al yidei shinui huter. It's almost like there's a shinui here. When you squeeze a non-grape, when you squeeze a pomegranate, or squeeze a fruit, it's like a shinui. Because it's not, you don't usually do something. If you don't usually do something, what's that called? A shinui. The kevan de in derech b'nei adam l'sochtan, since it's not usually, it's not common to squeeze, ein lecha shinui gadol mizeh. There's no greater shinui than that. So, when you do a shinui, you downgrade from a Derisa to Rabbanan. And then if you do a shinui on a Rabbanan, basically it's so uncommon, it's like you've done nothing. And it's mutar l'chatchila. Okay? So the Rashi says you're not doing a malacha. Tosfot uses the word shinui. And that seems to be the language that they're articulating to try and explain these two different stages. Fine. Comes along the Rashba and the Ran, and let's look at the Ran just for time's sake, because it's way shorter. Says the Ran, which I should have given, should have been source 6, but it's not, because whatever. Mutar, why? Lechatchilo, why is that? Lav mefareku. What's the reason why you'd be allowed to do it? It's 100% permissible because you're not doing it for the actual liquid itself. Meaning, Ran argues on Rashi and he says it has nothing to do with what's common. I don't care about what's common, what's not common. But only olives and grapes contain liquids which are really defined as a mashke. Only those things are real mashkes. Right? Only the juice that comes out of an olive or a grape is a mashke. And again, nothing to do with what people do and what people do not do. I don't care about shirik or anything else. And therefore, only these two things are considered extracting and creating mashke from ochel. And that's dash. So the chiddush of the Ran, and the Rashi seems to say this, and other rishonim as well, saying, no. It's almost like an animamin. Only Zaytim and Avim, and that's it. Don't give us that. It's just the fact is, it's Zaytim and Navim. That's it. Don't tell me Shinoi, don't tell me. I'm not interested. Right? He says, Lav Lamashke Hudetzarach. Right? Only things that are for Mashke or Zaytim and Navim. Some of this super status. Okay, and these are going to be the two main Svaras that we see in the Rishonim. Right? One is the special status of Zaytim and Navim, period. They just have a special status. Others are going to say, no. By the way, so you could argue Zaytim and Navim, that only they are Chayav for Maaser, right? That's also connected a little bit to the Gan Chayav Tehoshchav Zeracha, not Rimonim. So when you said Shvet Aminim, it's actually... When it comes to separating Maaser, you don't take regular Maaser Minotaurah from Rimonim. You only do it on Dagon and Yitzhar. What was Zaytim? Dagon Chai, Yitzharacha. Oil? Oh, Yitzharacha is oil. What about grapes? Oil. It's wine and oil. Oh, Tirosh. Tirosh Chah. Yeah, that's a thing. Tirosh. But Tirosh is wine and Yitzhar is oil. Because, how do I know? Because Tirosh is a wine company. Yeah. Tirosh wine. There you go. That's what's fun. Okay. So what we see from here, and the truth is, we could spend a lot more time on this. Yeah. But going through the different Rishonim, they are eventually going to fall in basically one or two camps. You have the Rashi Tosos camp, which is going to give a svara behind it, right? It's not considered, it's not lechem achshava. I try to add that in a little bit. They don't actually say that, but I think that's what they're trying to say. It's a shinui, right? It's not common. Versus like, okay, it just zaytim and avim, and like fact, that's just it. Now, what's the nafkamina? And that's what I wrote there before source 6. The nafkamina would be very simple. Modern era. In the modern era where we don't necessarily sochet just zeytim and anavim with things that now we commonly squeeze, would that fall into a doraisa category? Would that be upgraded? Or take an apple, which in the times of Chazal were considered totally permissible. Today, what's very common, would it be upgraded to Rabbanan, or maybe even upgraded to Doraisa. You should know most orange groves in the world today are for orange juice and not for oranges. So, yeah, Tropicana rules the world. So, yeah, so if that's true, then what's the intent of oranges are to squeeze, produce fruit. So take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, which is in source number 6. Zeytim and Avim asur l'sochtan. Again, this is quoted verbatim from a Mishnah. V'miyatzu ma'atzman asurin afilu lo hayu omdim ela lachila. So already now the Shulchan Aruch weighs in and says the uzdeh are on their own. You can't eat them even if lachila. So that already we've seen before. That's not a big deal. We've seen that before. Why? Zeitim aranavim, category one. Therefore, if any liquids is out, can't do it. Habu tutim and rimonim, asur lasachtan. And look at this. V'im yatsu matzman, depends. V'im omdim lachila mutar, v'im omdim lamashkim azar. If these two things, these two items, which are in this quasi-stage, what's my intent, what's my purpose? Again, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, right? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Comes along the Ramah, So again, the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold like the Rambam, which is not so uncommon. Three categories, three situations. Place your fruit in your category, and then you can determine what the halacha is. Comes on the Ramah and says, here we go. How about ubemakom shenahagu lischot ezo perot lishtot mimeimav? Either because of tzam or tanug, either because of some type of pleasure or because of thirst. I guess drinking things because you're thirsty is not pleasurable. I'm not quite sure, right? Then it's upgraded. Ketutim verimonim. Meaning, let's take an apple. An apple which was considered what? Lav b'nei schita, which was considered motor lechatchila to squeeze, says the Ramah, if it's commonly squeezed, it's upgraded to tutim rimonim. Which means it makes it a, the Rabbanan, if it oozes out, it depends. What's it for? What's your intention? That'd be the nafkamina. Havayim nahagu lischot refua. Oh, so now he clarifies. Why is he only saying tanug and tzama? Because there's another category. That, and again, I don't really understand this, but sometimes people squeeze fruit for medicinal reasons. I don't know what that means exactly, but okay. These, you know, Sprite or can of dry is good. We have an upset stomach, you know, I don't know. If you suck, I don't know, can of dry. Sometimes, I guess, certain things that are medicinal, I don't know. Apple juice is good for you if you're, I don't know, I'm not sure, I have no idea. And what could you do? Mutar limtzos b'fiv min anavim v'hamashka shebehem. Because you're allowed to extract the liquid while it's in your mouth. Why are you allowed to do that for? Why is that considered schita? Why isn't it isidoraisa? You have to say because it's sechila. Maybe not the most polite achila. I don't do this. I wouldn't do this on a date.
Spitting out the rest of it, you're just drinking the juice out of it, and then like, or is it just the process of eating?
That's probably you're probably swallowing the juice. Don't. However, we're not done. V'kosher gim b'shar dvarim v'yesh osim nitzos b'fe manavim v'kayotze b'hem. So sorry, guys, you can't do it. And the Rama, you know, right, holds up the yeshosrim, and he says, you actually shouldn't do it. So, but we do see it's a machlokas. Now, if you take a look, and again, we don't have time to say everything. If you take a look at the nosei kelim, they are going to be split. Who do we paskin like? Who do we hold like? There's the Bachur's commentary not on the Bachur's commentary on the tour. Right, the tour is the precursor to the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah is the first one to really categorize all of quote-unquote modern-day halacha, the four categories. And then it was the Beit Yosef wrote a very extensive commentary on the Torah, extremely extensive, where he basically wrote all the shittos that we're showing him understanding, which enjoy. And then he said, listen, my commentary is way too long and extensive. I need to write a shorter version. And that's why he produced the Shulchan Aruch. So if you take a look, here's the Torah, which is in the middle. And similar to the way it's laid out in the Shulchan Aruch, however, what surrounds the tour, on the right is the Bach, on the left is the Beit Yosef. That's like your classic layout in the tour. What's called Tour Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So again, the simanim are the same as they are in the Shulchan Aruch. But this is the tour, which is much more extensive than the Shulchan Aruch. And the Beis Yosef is Yosef Karo, who writes the Shulchan Aruch.
The small text is the Shulchan Aruch?
So no, it's not. This is all the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch got opened by Shulchan Aruch. This is the Torah, different book.
Okay.
So then this is the Beit Yosef, which is very long and extensive. I mean, take a look at, right? This is the Beit Yosef, and it continues all the way over here. So he said, Rav Sakar said, this is way too long. I need to write an abridged version. So his Kol's notes are what's called the Shulchan Aruch. So, okay, that's like the background there. So, so in the Beit Yosef, he'll bring all the shitas of the Rishonim and Gaonim, and then the Shulchan Aruch will be like, okay, bottom line, bang, 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 right? So, the Bach, which is over here, if you went to Krakow, you see the grave. You go to Krakow? So you go to Poland? The Bach is buried in Krakow, in the same cemetery as the Rama. Same cemetery as the Rama. And there, why am I telling you this? Because the Bach says, I don't understand. How can we be dismissive of Rashi, the great Rishonim, Rashi, and the Baal and the Tosfot? We have to be Choshesh. They both suggest that what's it all about? It's all about what the people do. The moment people start to extract juices, it's upgraded to a Doraisa. We have to be Choshesh for Doraisas. Look at 7. Right? V'divrei, Agaza, him, Meshur, Pirshu, Rashi, Tosfot, Avyam, Bet Yosef, because Bet Yosef, Alma, Dafilu, Shar, Peros, Asr, L'Sochtan, Nami, Mayhem. Shar, Peros, are Asr to do. What? Rashi, and Tosfos, and goes to Smak. Hingatuv, Ben Yerucham, Deshum, Pri, Ein, Mutter, Lischot. You cannot at all squeeze any fruit. Why? Because the moment a fruit becomes somewhat commonly squeezed, it is upgraded to Tutim and Anavim. But to say that a fruit that's considered, you know, an apple, for example, it's not, you know, magically, it's not magic that you have three categories. They're called Zetim and Anavim and Tutim and Rimonim and everything else. No! Everything else, the moment a few people start to squeeze it, it gets upgraded. And if it gets upgraded, it cannot be done. There's no such thing as squeezing fruit today and extracting the fruits and make it totally mutter. It is not true. Why? Because the moment you want its juice, it's usher to do. Might not be a deraisa, perhaps, as it gets even more commonly done, but even if it's once in a while, it would be a problem. And he argues in the Shulchan Aruch, right from the Shulchan Aruch gave us the three categories. And says the Bach, I'm arguing, it cannot be at all. In the last line there, Hachi Nahug, Alma la'olam kol pri'lus ha'mem. You're not allowed to squeeze any fruit for its juice. That is the real minhag today. So we see here, it's against the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because he says, Shita Rashi, man. Shita, it's not. It's the Shita of Rashi. It's the Reni Rucham. It's the Smak. It's the Baalei Tosva. It's Tosva Reed. Those are not, just to dismiss them is not so simple. Right? So the others would argue, no, it's a Safek Darabanan, Safek Darabanan, maybe the Kula, perhaps what they would say. But okay, and believe it or not, again, I didn't want to bring all the opinions, but that in fact is, here's an example, we don't pass on the Shulchan Aruch. We don't pass on the Shulchan Aruch, we don't like the Bach, most of the contemporary Chornim, you'll see also some are Mesupak, Magen from Mesupak. I don't want to get it, it's like too much information, but are those from a supak? The bottom line is the practical halacha lemaisa, for sure for Ashkenazim would be that it'd be usher to basically squeeze anything for its fruit. That's a common problem. You never hear about, you know, yeah, I can squeeze an apple on Shabbos. You know, it's right. It doesn't work. Okay. There's a fascinating other category, and that's called a lemon, because a lemon says source number 8. Blanket statement. Mutar lischot lemons, says the Shulchan Aruch. You know, it's like, yeah, take a lemon, squeeze it. Why not? What's the big deal? Again, remember, this is the picture on Aruch, right? It says in Magen Avraham, lemons. Do you like the way they spell lemons?
Lemons.
Lemons. Right?
Good trick, by the way.
So.
You're ever learning Rashi and Rashi. The laws, people have the tendency to
No, there you go. Lemons, right? Leminch. It's not leminch. It's limonish. It's lemons, right? I don't say lemon in French. You don't say lemon in French?
Lemon.
I wonder if it's lemon. I don't know. I wonder if it's the same word. I'm not sure. Okay, says the Magen Avraham. Kevan de derech klal. Remember, this is... Let me read that again. Kevan she'ein derech klal le'sachto le'tzorach mashke. It says, generally speaking, you don't squeeze a lemon to drink. The answer is because it's gross. Right? It's disgusting. Right. So I guess clearly they didn't have lemonade in those days. No lemonade stands, you know, for like 10 cents, right? They didn't do that in those days. But what do you do? Ella letzorach ochel. What's the reason why you have lemons? It's for food. Haveke shar perot. It's like shar perot. Shar perot. Remember the shita shulchan aruch? Motor lechatchila. Remember? Motor lechatchila. So lemons falls into category like apples. Motor lechatchila. Says the Magen Avraham that it lemon should fall in that category. Afilu nogin lesochto tochmayim. Even if we now squeeze lemon into water, I guess lemon juice really is what that means. You're basically making lemon. If I take a lemon and squeeze it into a cup of water, I'm making, you know, diluted lemon juice. You know, like a lemon water, water lemon, citrus water, whatever word you want to call it, right? Shari! Kevan she'in derech lishtotan, says the Magen Avraham, not like the Bach, and says, no, there is this third category, and lemons are a great exalazor category, and therefore you'd be allowed to squeeze it. Before you start making lemon juice on Shabbos, let's read the Mishnah Berurah. Not so simple. I see we're not going to get to finish today, which is fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lischo lemons. Okay, then we get into trouble here, because I don't... Obushoninu citrus, or citron. Citron is, I think, the word. Citron, I think that word is. So that's olives. I mean, olives. Lemons, limes. Other, what's another citrus fruit example? Grapefruit. Is that citrus? Grapefruit?
Oranges, I think, also
are citrus. Yeah, oranges are citrus. Okay, oranges. Fine, thank you. Afilu mashki. V'af shadiach le'sochtan b'chol. Kevan de'in derech klal le'sochtan le'tzorach mashke. Ela litbo bo ochel having sharperos. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It says, mean lemons and other citrus. No one drinks it. Who drinks the stuff? Nobody drinks it. What do we do with it? We take food and we dip our food into it. It's like a vinaigrette, like a salad dressing. Right? That's what you do. You take lemon, you squeeze it, you take your, I don't know, your chicken, your whatever, your fish, you dip it in there. That's what it's for. So it's basically, you know, it's like a, it's almost like a solid. It's not, no one does it. You're not doing it for the item itself. You follow? You're not squeezing for the liquid. You're squeezing it as a, to enhance your chicken or something. Afilu yimaderech l'sachtan b'chol l'toch mayim sheninu behem tzucker. He says, usually what do? Usually you squeeze it on a weekday. You squeeze it into water and you put sugar. L'shal etanug. Mikol makam nogin ha'olam l'hakel la'asot zeh b'Shabbos. People do this. People drink lemon on Shabbos. Lemon juice on Shabbos. Vav efsher mishum delo mitzer ela kishederach lishos meis chita depri. It's only us if you're drinking the juice. No one drinks the lemon juice on its own. It's just not what we do. Gam below torves mashkacher without mixing it with other types of drinks. Inami delo mitzer ela kishesochtin miyamav mimemav levad. I would make it asr only from squeezing it to drink the mayim on its own. Meaning if I just produce 100% lemon juice, that I would say would be asr. However, meaning if I would then make lemon juice and then I'd add something else to it, that might be a problem. You follow? Meaning to extract the lemon juice first, that could be an issue. As opposed to having water and squeezing my lemon into it. Right? He says the order doesn't matter. The minhag is to then squeeze this lemon for its juice, for its liquid, into another drink. Mashka acher, sorry. Liten bo tam. You want to give it a little bit of a taste, meaning just like, you know, Perrier has, like lemon Perrier, right? Like a various types of, you know, soda has a little bit of, like soda water has a bit of like a Perrier, like a citrus taste to it.
It's very common for people to add lemon to their water.
Right, lemon to the water, right? People add lemon to the water. You see water with like fancy, you know, it's hot outside. You put lemons in ice, right, outside, you know, give it a bit of water, give it a taste, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a thing to do. It's like you can pretend like you're fancy or something, right? And you do that. It's like, wow, it's not just water, olives. It's lemon water, what?
Olives too.
Olives too?
I mean, like.
Limes. Champagne. Okay, there you go.
Martinis.
Okay, good.
Still holding.
For the Fize Bismanazeh, modern era, which, you know, it's only 100 plus years ago when he was writing this. So, Bashar's, I feel the talking about. He says, you know, we sometimes do fill up barrels of these juices, right? We do it. But today, again, he's coming along now a few hundred years later. He's saying, you know, today that's very different. Now we drink lemon juice. Now we drink these juices, right? He says, that's common to do. Sure, maybe it's considered the dami latutin for rimonim. Kevan the derech lesochtan bekelim lifnatzman. Because sometimes you do have lemon juice. You have it. Orange juice, citrus juice. Korchat sarach lizar lischot mikodem ala tzucker. He says that's what you should do is the following. And the question is, why is this permissible? Which is what we'll end with. How come I'm allowed to take, so let's go through the Mishnah Berurah. He says, I don't like when you take this and you squeeze it into water for sure on its own. You know what you should do? Take your lemon, squeeze it on sugar. Bifin atzma. He says, that's permissible. He says, why? Tavei kamashka ba'alecha. Bechei, lischa, lis, to, letavshio, agabe, ocha, pshidu disharei. Or if I'm taking lemon juice, and I take a lemon, and I squeeze it on top of my fish. He said, I'm giving you that example. He says, to put on ochel is permissible. On top of your chicken, that'd be permissible. Essentially, what's he saying? If you take a lemon, and you squeeze it onto a solid, whether that solid is sugar, or chicken, or fish, is permissible. But to squeeze a lemon into a liquid, for sure, on its own, is a problem. Ask a very simple question. Why does that matter? What's the difference? Isn't it squeezing? What do you think? Why is it that squeezing a lemon onto a solid would be permissible? But squeezing a lemon into a liquid? Yeah.
Well, the achila versus like drinking.
So why does it matter? L'achilo of lishta, you know.
Because you're not changing the food if you squeeze a lemon.
Okay, so it must be that, again, let's go back to what we said earlier and what we said over the last few weeks. If we are going to do dash, we are taking an item that was not edible, we're making it edible, we're extracting it. In many ways, into a new entity, right? That's maybe when I squeeze a lemon, and I have lemon juice, it's going onto a solid. There's no change of state that's involved there, right? It's going from a solid to a solid. The fact that it took a stopover, you know, took a stopover at a place called liquid, it doesn't matter because I care about the final destination. So it must be that extracting that liquid from the solid really, in many ways, is saying, if I go from a solid to a solid, you know, it's almost like Iker and Tefillah in certain ways, right? Like, what am I interested in? You know, if I have lemon juice inside a fish or a piece of chicken, in many ways it's absorbed into it. It's almost like it's not even there, right? It's like Tefillah to it. It's subservient to it. It's not. But when a liquid, and you can see it, when the liquid goes into a cup, you see it has an entity, it has a sense of chashivut to it, it has a sense of its own entity, that appears to be something of chashivut. Now, could you play that game with zeitim and a Navim? Probably not. Right? That you can't play the game with Zaytim and a Navim. Because Zaytim and a Navim, by squeezing, there's no, you can't play that game. But maybe by Shar Peiro, even if they get upgraded to Tutim and Rimoni, maybe those things, if you squeeze them, and you want in, you want the liquid, but essentially you want them just to be into like a solid, those things might be permissible. Especially something, so that's, but Halach Lemaisa, we don't argue that. We only will say that for something which is totally undrinkable on its own. Meaning, a lemon, you'll never be able to drink a lemon on its own. Therefore, you'd be allowed to add it to a solid. But the problem is that Rimonim and Tutim, maybe 500 years ago they didn't drink it. Today we do drink it. So it could be those things would get potentially upgraded even to a, maybe to a Doraisa. So the general practice is that we don't squeeze anything except for a lemon, which you'd never drink on its own, into a solid. Okay, let's end there for today.
Not going to get the donuts.
Yeah, I was hoping to get the